Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. My, hasn't this been a time? What a week!
It's fabulous.
And last week, oh,
it's good.
But then I love it, don't you?
I do love it. Amen.
I love the Word. I love people. And I love God. And I love daily television. What a privilege.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. We're just so grateful to you. We receive utterance today by the Spirit of the living God that dwells in us in strength and power. And of course, Lord Jesus, we give you and we ascribe to you and to your name all the glory.
Yes.
All the glory. All the glory. Mm. All the glory. And we praise our living God, for He always gives us the victory. He always causes us to triumph. He destroyed death for us that we might live. And live through Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have been talking about all last week and, of course, first half of this week, that when sin is full, then judgment must come. And we talked about this nation, we experienced judgment on this nation in 9/11. Because mm-hmm. that's the first time the devil was able to get through to this country since Pearl Harbor. And it was almost identical in casualties. Would have and could have been a lot worse than that had it not been for the intervention of God's grace and telltaling certain moves, and so forth, we won't go into it, and preachers that were preaching on the Word and the blood right up until the day it happened. And anyway.
Amen.
Now, let's go to the book of Matthew. What happens on the positive side of this? We found out what happens when sin is full. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus he's actually referring to these things. Now, you can go to the 12th verse. Now, I'll tell you what, Donna. Let's go back up to the 6th verse. You shall hear of wars. And I'm gonna kind of play around with this a little bit, okay? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars and bad elections and interference of other countries with your elections. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
No.
For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. That's happening right now in this world. We have nations rising up. They'd give anything in the world to destroy this nation. We're the thorn in their flesh all over the world. And in those nations, there are Christian people that hope to God that the United States doesn't fall. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. All then there shall be COVID-19 and... All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended. Whoa, no kidding. Many shall be
That offended me, Brother Copeland. I'm not going to let you be on the Twitter anymore.
Yes. Don't offend me. Mm. After all. Well, after all what? I don't know, but just after all. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. We could have a heyday with that. The world's full of them right now. Mm-hmm. But I could name, don't have time for that. Because, read verse 12.
And because iniquity, the twisting of God's way and the truth from your spirit man, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end, the shame shall be saved.
So what he said is sin's going to become full.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's coming.
Paul says it in Timothy, yeah. Last days perilous times will come. All of it's right there.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. Are we involved in that?
Yes, sir.
What do? We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His right way of doing things.
Right.
We go to Him first. Now, we don't play around with stuff. We first things first. We go to Him first. Amen.
Now, it's not a bunch of rules and regulations.
No,
it's
no.
It's His right way of doing
it's
things.
It's His right way of doing things.
Right.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. It is right for people to rest.
Yes. Yeah.
God I command you to do this thing. Rest. Mm-hmm. Rest. Don't work 7 days a week. I wish I'd have paid attention to that a long time ago. That was a bad decision on my part. Mm. To just push and drive myself. And
let the land rest.
Be still for at least a day. A good friend of mine, he put it on his schedule. Nothing. The day I do nothing.
That's good.
And his golf buddy called him and said, what do you have scheduled for today? Nothing. Good, let's go play golf. No, I can't. Why?
Doing nothing.
I can't. I've scheduled nothing. Took the guy a little while to wrap around that. He said, no, I am doing nothing today. I'm going to rest, enjoy my family. I'm not going to think about anything. I'm just going to rest. Mm. Now listen. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come.
Right.
So what is a witness to all nations? Miracles, signs and wonders, healings, and on a network.
Yes, sir.
It took me a while to realize this was a network, even after it was a network. I was still a broadcaster. And Jesse Duplantis finally got that over to me in a board meeting. I'd been a broadcaster for so long, starting on the radio.
Sure. Hadn't renewed your mind to it yet.
No, I hadn't. And it took a little while. I thought, really?
But that was the purpose of heaven when He called you to do television.
Yes.
Was not just a broadcast, but a network.
Yeah.
That they can't shut down.
That's
that they
right.
can't stop.
That's right.
That you can do meetings on. Praise God.
Praise God.
See, that's always been God's purpose. Gospel kingdom preached into all the world. He did that with Jonah. He said, Jonah's not saved. I mean, he's righteous, you know, but he's not born again. Jesus hadn't come. Not filled with the Spirit. He's a prophet. But He sends him to Nineveh. Jonah don't want to go. I don't want to go there. We don't want them saved. We don't like those guys. And he goes anyway. You know the whole story of what happens. He goes anywhere, and guess what happens? They get saved. They repent of what they're doing. They change. A little bit later, they slip right back into that trap. That wickedness, that iniquity happens in Nineveh again. So he sends Nahum this time. Nahum goes. He had learned from Jonah. I'm going to go. And he goes, and guess what happens? They won't listen to him, and Nineveh's no more. And so that's what we're commanded to do. Go with the full authority and power of the name
yes.
and the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Heal
yes.
the sick. Yes. Cast out devils. I didn't say pray for the sick. Jesus told us to heal the sick. Yes. Go do that. all in his name in this time period. That's what we do, and that's what you have to know to do. Now, they were all the time fighting against that. I read a little bit of the last time I was in Israel, I was looking at the Qumran scrolls in the what they found, magnificent.
Oh.
What they found was the complete book of Isaiah. Of all the books for you to find, complete, for Isaiah to be the one.
Complete book.
66 chapters. It's a mini Bible.
Yeah.
And it talks about the Messiah in there, all these different things. But in the writings, there's some of the writings that aren't sacred writings, but it gives you some insight of what it was like in Jesus' day, because it's around the same time period. The Qumran writings, the Essenes, they're Jewish, they write about the Pharisees and Jerusalem. And here's what they say concerning the righteousness of the Pharisee. They are seekers of smooth things. In other words, they don't want any strife. They don't want any trouble. They don't want any. They want everything to go well. They want to look nice. And they have loosed, here's what they said. They've loosed the word. They have relaxed the word with tradition. And so this is the setting that Jesus is in. And this is why his disciples, can I show you Luke chapter 9?
Oh, man.
Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke chapter 9. And then maybe tomorrow we'll show you how Jesus operated in this calling in a corrupt environment. Luke chapter 9, go to verse 49, if you would. And Jesus answered and said, John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he falleth not us. He's not in our camp. But he's doing what he's been called to do. Jesus said unto him, forbid him not. For he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass when the time had come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus is determined now to go to Jerusalem to die. And sent messages before his face, and they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. They did not receive him because his face was as though that he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven to consume them just like Elias did? They're ready to call fire down on these people that wouldn't receive Jesus. But he turned and rebuked them and said, and if you've never had a Jesus rebuke, because I have, if you've never, it's...
You don't soon forget
you
it.
You won't forget it. It's loving. But you get it. There's no ambiguity. He turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. They went to another village.
Well, the problem here was in verse 52. They planned this. He didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never saw that.
That was their planning.
Oh, I
he
never
didn't
saw
plan that.
That.
He wasn't going there in the first place.
That's right.
He's just passing through the country. He's headed to one spot.
Yeah, to Jerusalem.
They planned it. He didn't. And then they got upset because their plans didn't work.
And they want to call fire down on people that wouldn't receive him. In all of this iniquity that's going on in the world, we don't deny that it exists. We deny its right to mess with us because we're covenant.
Yes.
I don't deny that COVID is real. But I deny its right to be in my house.
Yes, sir.
Or in my body.
I respect it as a disease.
Oh, sure.
But I resist it with the blood, the word, the name.
And I curse
and
it.
The covenant.
Absolutely. And we curse
in which I live.
Now, my fight is not with other people that aren't there. I can't call down fire on Dr. Fauci or anybody else. Because here's what Jesus would say to you, members of the church. You know not what spirit you're of.
That's right.
Because this is not my plan. I didn't want to do that with Nineveh. I didn't want to do that with Noah. I didn't want to do any of this. But this is what's required because that cup of iniquity is filling. And so you need to know the time and the season that we live in. We live in a time of season where Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Here's a guy that's casting out devils in his name. He's doing it right. It's somebody that knows about him.
Yeah.
And they said, you can't do that. You're not part of our group. You're not part of our church. You're not one of the ones that travels with us. Well, Jesus didn't care about that. The ministry's being done.
That's right.
and we cannot do this any longer. Brother Copeland, you said it in a word, a prophecy about camps. It's time for the different streams to come together. Now, you know the assignment God gave this ministry, faith, which has to be. But it has to be combined with the other streams for the full body of Christ. It's time. The earth groans to see the sons of God.
What if the Lord said to you, go teach my people praise? That's what he said to Phil Driscoll.
Sure.
Now, Phil Driscoll knows and teaches the word of faith. I mean, just as good as I do or anybody else. But God told him, you go teach my people praise and its power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing then is true of Michael Koulianos and Benny Hinn and Todd White and these mighty, I mean, powerful men and women of God. And they hunger for the word of faith.
Yes.
Well, I hunger to know the glory like they know the glory. So we have to get together and spend time together. Amen.
Yeah, we can't be divided any longer with iniquity becoming full. With iniquity becoming full is now more than ever. Jesus will say this, as you see the day approach, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some. Now, the government's tried to keep you from forsaking, but you've got, boy, you've got the internet and the television. They can be part of faith right now. They can be part of victory right now.
And you remember last year when Bill Johnson came to Southwest?
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time Bill Johnson had. Now, when I spent a long time one afternoon visiting with Bill Johnson. The man knows the word of faith.
Sure.
But God called him over and to pastor, and in his field is in the glory and the honor of God. And Craig, he did one small thing. In
that's it right there. That one.
That affected my life. He pulled his pocket square out of his jacket. And he said, talking about when the Holy Spirit came on Jesus, he said, the dove is a finicky little bird. And he put that handkerchief up there. And he said, I'm putting words in his mouth. I'm saying it the way it affected me. I put it in my own vernacular. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I must walk softly. I must stay in love. I can't speak out against you. The bird will leave. Holy No. The precious Spirit of the living God is dwelling on the inside of me, and I refuse to grieve him with anger and strife and ugliness. No. Precious. That, Craig Stevens, that affected my whole life in one message from a man that had never preached before in this ministry. Now, had I been, he didn't preach the word of faith. No, I don't want him over here. No. That one message affected my whole life.
Now, let me take that analogy right there. Back to Genesis 15, we talked about last week and this week, when he had him get all of the parts of the animals together.
Yes.
Divided them in the midst.
Let me get over there. Let me get over there.
First 10.
Yes. Wait, hush. Wait a minute. Okay, continue, sir.
When they're making covenant, he says, God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Lord, how? Show me how. How can this be? He said unto him, take me a heifer. Look at that. Take me a heifer of 3 years old. A she-goat of 3 years.
Yeah, not a heifer. For me.
Bring it to me. And a she-goat of 3 years and a ram of 3 years old and a turtle dove and a young pigeon, a dove.
Mm-hmm.
And he took them, all these, and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against the other. But the birds he divided not. You cannot divide the Holy Spirit.
No, you can't.
And say, he's not in that group, but he's in this group. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to this not knowing what spirit you're of. It is not our assignment. The timing is not right, Church of God, for us to be calling down fire on the Democrats or Nancy Pelosi or anybody else. That's not us. Jesus closed the book. Remember that? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Heal. Recover sight to the blind. Acceptable year of the Lord. Close the book. Paraphrasing all these things here together. And he stopped at judgment.
Yes, he did. He cut it off right there. You go back to the 61st chapter of Isaiah, and that's where it stopped.
That's what's next. Next is the day of vengeance of our Lord, judgment.
Yes.
But he stopped. You don't do that in the synagogue, Brother Copeland. You don't read one verse and keep going. He went, you don't stop because you broke the Word of God. You admitted something. When you read the 23rd Psalm, you put a Psalm of David, and then you begin, the Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. You don't leave anything out. And this is why all the eyes of the place were fastened on him. They're like, why did he stop? Because he's talking about himself. He will judge the nations, but you and I aren't part of that, and the timing's wrong. And we've got to stay in the timing. God, you know this about the timing of a service, that it's the anointing is there, but I can't waste the anointing on this. I need to get the timing of God, when he's moving, what he's doing, because it's his heifer. It's his pieces. Once he brought them out and killed them, they belonged to God.
That's right.
The blood had been spilled. The offering was done.
It was his the moment he brought them out.
That's exactly right.
They were his.
It's the offering. And you can't divide that. And he said, this guy,
No, Craig, look at think devils. About this. I've seen this. This goes back years ago when, but I had seen incidences of this. Did you see? Do you have any idea what that pastor is spending my tithe for?
Oh my.
That's blasphemous.
Yeah. It's not yours now.
No. That's God's, not yours. I saw that kid of his downtown with a great big ice cream cone in his mouth. And that pastor had on a brand new suit he bought with my tithe. And I wish you'd get out of my church, too.
Yeah. You're not rightly dividing the body.
And that's communion. It'll bring a curse on that person, and if the pastor doesn't do something about it, it'll curse that congregation.
So we've got to stop trying to call down fire on people that are in iniquity.
Because, you would hear it like this, no, Brother Greg, you know I love pastor. I don't want to hear the rest of it.
No, you started it off wrong.
I won't hear the rest
That's
of
the evil tongue.
Yeah, it is.
The evil tongue is saying what's true in a way that would harm. Yes. That's what the Word talks about. I heard this before we started this week of taping. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, I never called a sinner bad.
Oh, that's good. And we're out of time.
We're out of time.
That's a good place to end it. We never call a sinner bad. It's just a person like you that needs Jesus.
That's it.
Come on, Jeremy, help us.
Thank you, Papa. You know, the power of God is present everywhere, but it's your faith that will bring it into your life, into your surroundings, and into your circumstances. See, God has equipped you with His Word, with His blood, with His name, and it's so important that you realize that you have a big part to play in receiving these signs and wonders and miracles. It's up to us to activate our faith. It's up to us to be bold and courageous to lay hold of these things and bring these things to pass.
In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Instead of ignoring the dangers of the world or worrying constantly about them, learn how to live in the overcoming power Jesus has given you. Get the Trusting God in Troubled Times package with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Don't Stress Out, Trust God, MP3, and the Rumors of War's mini book, In these end times, it's vital that believers transfer their trust in the world system to trust in God. Whether it's political upheaval, financial or health issues, or any other obstacle, learn to cast your care on Jesus, your caretaker. Know that victory is already yours according to the Word of God. Speak out the deliverance of the Lord by faith. Don't let the challenges of life hold you back. Live free from stress and overcome obstacles so you can fulfill all God has called you to.
Live free from the stress and cares of life. Request your free copy of Trusting God in Troubled Times package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go beyond the challenges of life to the opportunities in life that God lays out for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Be sure to request your free gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's the Trusting God in Troubled Times package. Now, everywhere you look right now, it just seems like there's stress and pressure. It seems like there's conflict and disagreement. People are struggling with things all over the place. But the thing you have to remember is that you don't have the physical capacity to handle all of this stress alone. See, God didn't create you to handle it. He didn't create you to carry it. But He did provide a way to live free from it and the impact from the cares of this life. And that is to cast all the care over onto Jesus by faith. Your part is to choose to let Him take the trouble. Now, in return, you get the benefits of a stress-free body and mind, and you can use that time that would have been spent concerned and worried and focused on everything going on around you, but instead you can look to what God has called you to do, who God has called you to be. And these resources keep the truth in front of you that God is for you, He's in you, and He's with you. And when you listen to these things, I encourage you, bring your children into it. Let them hear it. Let them get a revelation and a head start on how to live this life free from the stress and free from the worry. So to get your free copy of this package, go to kcm.org. And you can also download the digital files right from the website. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
This is the year of divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Branson Virtual Victory Campaign, April 8th through the 10th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Watch live with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle right here on Victory. It all starts April 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central.